Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Well, hello, Think Big listeners. This is Felton Wooten, your host, joining you. And tonight we have Dustin Johnson with us. Dustin, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Great, great. I'm glad to have you as a guest tonight. And again, this is a 12-part series on elder care planning and how to age gracefully. Dustin has a background in fitness and training, and Dustin will cover aspects on physical fitness tailored for the elderly. One thing people often don't realize, as we grow older, many adults have health problems that stem from the lack of activity. And the lack of activity creates problems with muscle development. It can cause falls that lead to non-fatal injuries as well as fatal injuries. And in my career, I've seen young people that have fallen as well as older people. So, Dustin, I want to ask you first, would you tell us a little bit about your background in related to training and especially with seniors and also even with weight loss?
Okay, I sure can. Well, it started, first off, I attended Livingstone College in Salisbury, North Carolina. And there I chose the major in sports management. And from there, they gravitate you and send you out to different internships. And it just so happens my internship was at a senior citizen facility named Rusty Homes. So I go in there, and they have a fitness room, and seniors are coming in of all different types. Some are fresh from strokes, like they've had stroke within 2 to 3 weeks. Some are actually Olympic-type athletes. They compete in the senior games. So it was a variety of seniors, and that really gave me the experience that I needed. And I'm certified through NASM as a senior fitness specialist. So I was naturally an athlete, but I've actually put in the time to study senior fitness and weight loss to have that become my niche.
Well, that's great, because Dustin, you as well as others, there are about 10,000 people per day turning 65 and older. But then also, as you said, you work with athletes and younger people. Some of my previous shows, as we talked about how we age gracefully, we talk about the changes in our lives from people who are younger that are taking care of someone that they love or that are older, and then those who are seniors. But with those changes, I had a show that talked about the spirituality. And with the changes in the spiritual nature of our being, if physically we're not in shape or if we have accidents, then that is devastating for us. So, Dustin, that certification that you have, could you tell us a little bit about what was involved and some of the special, if there were some special techniques or things that related to working with seniors?
Yeah, there's a lot of specialties. Part of it revolves around balance training and hips and knees, because it revolved around what the seniors would typically come in to get help for. So, for example, for balance, one of the tests were to sit an individual down in a chair, have them stand up and walk from that chair to see how they stood up without using your hands or your knees, without that. So just naturally standing up and to start walking. So there's a lot of individual assessments that I can give from the certification that I have.
Okay. And Dustin, as a person grows older, and again, that could be someone from 40 to 50, 50 to 60, up on to 60, 70, or 80, what changes can occur in older adults, especially if it's due to inactivity?
Mm-hmm. Mostly structural changes, and the main one is that fat and tissue replaces muscle mass. So let's say as early as really 18, your fat and your muscles start to deteriorate a little bit if you're not active, if you're not actively weight training, and it's replaced by fat and tissues. That's the main aspect.
Mm-hmm. So just with that, are there any specific suggestions? Because I know you also focus on weight loss. With fat and muscle replacement, what suggestions would you have for, I guess, anyone?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hit on this too because I left this off. But with the muscles, there's a reduced power, loss of bone mass, and joint stiffness. So that ties into the training because you would come into the gym and you would want to do a complete program. You would want to do the strength training, the cardiovascular, and the balance work all at once. In the past, I've had clients come in and they come to see me after the weight loss because all they did was elliptical, treadmill, maybe even running. They've lost the weight, but now they have saggy skin and they're having a hard time toning up. They're having a hard time with the toning process.
And I know earlier, Dustin, you mentioned that it would be good, especially for our listening audience, to have pen and paper available. So I certainly want to mention to our audience, with this conversation, you might want to have a pen and pencil to take some notes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Dustin, you mentioned strengthening joints. I'll just share with our audience. Coming in to work with you when you're working out with me, there are times that, like in my knees, I began to notice pains that weren't there. Then there are times like with my back, it's really stiff. When someone's trying to, of course, age gracefully, what would you suggest that they first do? And if they're going to come to see someone, and then I guess part of it coming to see a trainer, establishing goals, what would be your suggestions?
The first suggestion would be make sure who you're working with is certified. Make sure they're professional. And I recommend working with someone because you may not be able to work out the same way as you did 25 when you're 65. Mm-hmm. And that means you may not be able to walk into the gym and go straight to the cardio or go straight to the weights. You may need to do a dynamic type warm-up, which is where it's just like stretching, except you're moving your body as you're doing the stretches, which gets your heart rate up and it loosens your body to prepare you for the cardio and the weight training.
Okay. So let's say a person hasn't come in yet, but they're listening to this show and they want to start something. When you say the dynamic type workout, if they're at home, could you give an example of what that would look like?
I actually have that. I have an online workout and I have the in-person, so I can train someone in North Carolina. I can train someone in California. But the dynamic warm-up, it would look like picture yourself in your living room and you're standing shoulder width and you're taking your leg and you're throwing it across your body. Then you throw the other leg across your body and you're doing that continuously for a minute. And as you lift your leg up, that's stretching out your hamstrings and is warming your body up, getting your heart rate up, getting your blood flowing. That's mm-hmm. one exercise that I would start with.
Okay. Now, if someone's experiencing problems with their joint, what suggestions would you have?
For my seniors, one of the best exercises you can do is to get into water aerobics, because it's a total body exercise and you're fighting against the water. The resistance is the water itself. So there's no weights needed. All you need is your body weight. And that can be one of the best exercises that you get. Outside of that, if we're in the facility, if we're actually in the gym, I would say elliptical would be knee friendly rather than jogging on the treadmill right off the bat. And surprisingly, checking your shoes, because a lot of individuals come in and just like the tires on your car wear out, the mm-hmm. thread on their shoes wears out, and that can actually cause knee pains and joints stiffness.
Ah, so Dustin, because sometimes people can, they can be a little stingy. How mm-hmm. often? How often should someone change their shoes for exercise purposes? And then, especially if we're talking about someone having problems with their joints and their knees, how often should they change? And what kind of recommendation would you make regarding the type of shoe?
How often? That would somewhat depend on the individual and whether they're walking continuously, whether they're running continuously, whether they're running on pavement or treadmill. But compare mm-hmm. it to a car. If I buy a new set of tires for a car, but I never drive it, those tires may last me for years. They may last me a while.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm driving 2 hours to work every day, then I may need to change those tires more often.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having knee pains and especially shin splints, you should really get your shoes checked by a professional.
Okay. Ah, okay. Now, you just used the term that you may know exactly. When you say, did you say shin splints?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that?
It's going towards, picture from your ankle, you go up in between your ankle and your knee, there's mm-hmm. an area on the inside of your leg called your shins. And if you're not careful, if you're running on hard pavement, it can develop and be a painful shin splint. And there's really not too much the doctors or anything can do. You just kind of have to wait it out and really just ice it down. But it can cause you to be inactive as far as running or walking for a while, depending on how severe it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we understand the importance of exercises as it relates to your joints aging gracefully, because we have our elbows, we have our knees, we have our hip. When it comes to strengthening, how important is that in the exercise regimen, and what suggestions do you have?
That's important to quality of life, and actually I have a fact right here from my certification, and it's that 10 weeks of weight training can double the muscle strength of clients 65 or older. So a little bit over 2 months of weight training, you can double your muscle strength. So in other words, if you come in and you're doing 5 push-ups within 10 weeks, you'll be able to do 10. If you can do 20 push-ups, you'll be able to do 40 within that 10-week period. So it's good to have measurable goals. That way you can have something to strive for. As far as weight training and resistance training, it's good to have measurable goals.
Right, right. And, of course, the body is housing our spirit and housing how we are moving through life. So with the exercises, Dustin, We've talked about the joints. We talked about strengthening. What are your suggestions about weight, managing that, and incorporating how we improve our weight as it relates to the exercise, and if you want to mention eating also?
Mm-hmm. That's the big one you said, the eating, because it's something we say in the fitness industry, you can't outwork a bad diet. So you can come in all week, you can do cardio, but if you're leaving the gym and you're going to the wrong places, you're kind of defeating the purpose. Actually, this is a strategy, and anybody's out there listening, you may want to find somebody who can hold you accountable, but all of my clients, in person or online, they take a picture of their foods and they send it to me for 7 days. Because it's not meant to embarrass them. It's really just meant for me to see their eating habits. Because if they're not tracking it in the app or if they're not writing it down, after we train, I have no idea what they're eating. So if they simply take the picture and send it to me in a text message, I keep the pictures and I give them daily and weekly feedback. But I've been told that some clients feel embarrassed sending the whole personal pizza, and some of the snacks, they felt a little shameful sending it, but in the long run, it worked out.
Out of the different people that we work with, Dustin, and it just came to my mind, what is one of your greatest success stories in working with someone?
The greatest success story outside of weight loss, because weight loss, when you've been training so many years, it gets a little common. Like that's what you expect. Like if you come in for weight loss, and that's what I try to get into my clients' head, is that, you know, you may not believe, but I believe. I tell a lot of them, you give up on yourself before I give up on you. Because I've seen over years so many people lose weight, so I know it's possible. You know, I've been doing it too long. But the most success story that sticks out to me is when people get off of meds. When they come to me and they say, yeah, especially when the doctor has, in the past year or two, just putting them on high blood pressure pills and all, and when the doctor can actually take it away from them, that's probably the biggest success story that sticks out.
Oh, yeah. And you're right, because when it comes to exercising and weight loss, it helps control your blood pressure, your body weight, your cholesterol. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that, because, again, that's very important in this whole series of aging gracefully.
Yeah, and
So, Dustin, right now we're at 2016, just the beginning. What would be your steps on telling our listening audience how to get fit in 2016?
Okay. Well, it's two things I have, and the first part of this is actually where you need that pen and paper. So the first is something I share with all my clients, and it's called the process for greater achievement. So if you have your pen and paper, real quick, write down the process for greater achievement. It's five steps. And Felton, I can kind of time it off for you, so if you let me know once you have that written down.
Okay. All right, so the first one, say that one more time.
So it's the process for greater achievement.
Process for greater achievement.
And if you want to put in parentheses, it's five steps.
Five steps, okay.
Okay. So I'll give you the first one. The first step is vision. So number one would be vision. Whether I'm training online or in person, the first thing I have to find out is like a clear goal of what the client wants. You can't come in and say, I want to lose weight or I want to get in better shape. We need to know specifics, not down to the pound. How much weight are you shooting for? Because from there, I can map it out better.
Oh, okay. So Dustin, with that vision, I'm going to use myself as an example because I'm 61 years old. Right now, I'm 211 pounds. I'm about 5'7". The last time we did the body mass index, BMI, I was like 32. So with our listening audience, when you talk about vision, tell our listening audience how I would create the vision. Now, see, I want to weigh at least 180. So help walk us through creating the vision.
Creating the vision, if you're not work, first off, if you're not working with a professional, research to see what, at least what the average is. Because you don't want to say, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds in 2 days, when average is only 8 to 10 pounds in a whole month, 1 to 2 pounds a week. So 2 pounds a week is 8 pounds per month. So you, first you want to see what the average is. That way you're not setting yourself up for defeat right off the bat.
Yes.
Now, my goal as a trainer is to get you excited about what's possible. Like if your goal is 180, I'm going to first get about 5 pounds off and then get you excited. Because a lot of clients, especially seniors, they come in, and they want to focus on kind of the any injuries they have or in their mind what they can't do because of age. They want to focus on, you know, what they can't do. And to defeat that, I show them senior games and I show them individuals their age who are doing some of the same things that I'm asking them to do.
Okay. All right. So you've walked us through vision. All right. Now, what's number two?
Step number two is strategy. So we have to strategize because that leads to the success. And the strategy is if you could write down short-term and long-term goals.
Okay. Short-term and long term. Okay.
So you like you just mentioned the long term goal going from around 211 to 180 and some change. But the short term vision would be me telling you, okay, you're 211 this Tuesday. Next Tuesday let's weigh in and your goal is 208. So roughly 3 pounds. So I'm holding you accountable to the shorter goals to reach the bigger goal.
Okay.
Step number three is belief. So you have to believe in yourself, have an internal confidence. And this takes a lot of work outside of the gym with reading materials that I email to clients, and I hold them accountable when they come in or if we're having a phone conversation for my online people. I hold them accountable to read specific articles.
Okay.
And a tip. Tip, this will help a lot. If you wanted to write this down, in order to get results, there's three things that you have to factor in. You need to factor in your language, how things occur to you, and then the action you take. Because the action you take equals the results.
Okay.
So,
language, how things occur to you. What was the next one?
Action.
Action.
So language, how they occur, action. And that equals their results. So, for example, if I come into the gym or the studio and I'm have a defeated mentality, like, oh, I'm so tired, I can't do this, I'll never lose the weight, then it may occur to you that you're wasting your time. Even if you're with a trainer, it may occur to you that you're wasting your time. And your action could be you won't give a good effort, and the results will be almost no change. So it starts with your language.
Okay. Now, when you said how things occur to you, what do you mean by that?
Using the gym, for example, it can occur to you if you're in a bigger gym that everyone you see is in shape. So it can occur to you that you don't fit in, or it'll take you forever to get to your goal. You start comparing yourself to other people.
Oh.
So we want to create the environment where the gym occurs to you as a positive environment where you can challenge yourself, come in and get a great workout each time.
Ah, okay. So that also ties in with the language, because however you're thinking and then how it occurs, then creating that experience so that you can be successful.
Exactly. The easiest way I found for the language is for individuals out there to pick an affirmation. Whatever it can be a personal one you come up with, or you can research one, just like Nike's is Just Do It. So whenever it's cold outside, it's raining, and you're thinking about canceling your workout, but then you think, okay, just do it.
Right. So, Dustin, I think this is a good time for people, for you to tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you. And I also want you to talk a little bit about, because like you said, some people have this language that's going on in their head, and they're going to the gyms and they're seeing people that are in great shape, and then they start thinking negatively that they can't do it. You've got ways that you can work with people other than coming to the gym. So if you'll tell our audience how they can reach you, and also talk about just a little bit about your online training.
Okay. Well, first off, they can reach me at the website is johnsonfitnesstraining.com. That's johnsonfitnesstraining.com. You can book a session at that website or email, which is johnsonfitnesstraining@gmail.com. So there's an easy theme right there. You just remember Johnson Fitness Training. And the online site is johnsonfitonline.com. Okay, so that leads into the last part that you asked about. If you go to johnsonfitonline.com, what that is, it's a membership site. So you go to this membership site, and I give you access, and then you load it to do your home workouts. So you can choose, say if you want to do a workout tomorrow at 6 p.m., you would book it, we would take care of the transaction, and you would have access either on your cell phone, your iPad, or laptop. And you set it up, and usually the first one, I like to FaceTime with you, at least have a phone conversation to prepare you for the workout.
Okay. Yeah. So, Dustin,
yes.
You've talked about, the ways that they could, if you'll repeat it, and I guess just for the audience, your name is spelled Johnson.
That's correct.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yes. johnsonfitnesstraining@gmail.com and johnsonfitnesstraining.com for the website.
Okay. All right. So we talk about the process for greater achievement, the five steps. We covered vision, strategy, and belief. 1, mm-hmm. 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. What's the next one, Dustin?
Number 4 is persistence. So you have to be persistent, whether you're working out on your own or with the trainer, because as a trainer, I already plan for setbacks. I already plan for that weekend where you have a little bit too much to eat. Like over the holidays, I've mentally prepared for my clients to either come in maintaining weight or maybe have gained a few pounds. You know, but we're mm-hmm. already prepared for that. The hardest thing for clients to do, and I try to get them to understand, is sometimes you're going to have to deal with no results. You know, we all want the quick fix, the hydroxy cut, the take this pill and lose this, but a lot of times that's water weight. So if you want to lose true body fat, tone up, and really improve your lungs and cardiovascular, sometimes you may have to deal with no results for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. All right, and number 5.
Number 5 is learning. So the whole learning process, and Felton, I'll use you for an example. I believe once we first started training years ago, you mentioned that you didn't really break a sweat too much for those years when you worked out on your own.
Right.
So once we got together and I started tweaking some things, and like, for example, instead of riding the elliptical at one pace, we would take you for that pace, but then we would take it up, take it down. So you would go hard for a minute, then you would take it back to your normal speed for a minute. So just making it an enjoyable learning process of how to achieve your goals.
Yeah. And you're so right, because again, with the focus of aging gracefully and people getting older, exercising plays such an important role, because there are times when I've come in, my back is really giving me trouble, my knees may be giving me trouble, and after I exercise, I can tell a big difference. And also, even when you talk about the beliefs, believing in yourself, the internal confidence, and even the language. There are times when I'm saying in my mind, oh, I'm really tired, I just don't want to do it, but I'll go on. But when I go, I have a positive result. So it really mm-hmm. does play a big part of how we're moving forward through this continuing of growing older.
Mm-hmm. And in the perfect world, you know, I would hope all my clients would stick with me for years and years, but my goal is to have my clients feel comfortable working out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the 2 to 3 days, say if we're meeting 2 days a week, there's really 1 to 2 more days that you're supposed to get on your own to really get results. So in those 1 to 2 mm-hmm. days, I want you to come somewhere close to our actual sessions.
Mm-hmm. So, Dustin, what would you say to our listening audience if someone is in the category of being what is considered older, or you're a child or a sibling and you've got someone that's older in your family, and you're seeing them having problems with their joints or their weight, but their dialogue is that, I'm getting old, I don't think I can lose weight, I don't think I'm going to get any better. What would you say to our audience to help people, or help the individual, or help someone say something to someone to say, you can do this? What would be your suggestion?
Well, I have 2 things. The first is finding a support group and a community of like-minded individuals, and you can meet up maybe a walking club, and that's really all. You think about Silver Sneakers and some of the senior games, they're creating recreational events that with like-minded people. So
mm-hmm.
I would surround myself with people who are already motivated, and eventually, especially if they're your age or older, and they'll start to influence you and pull you in the right direction. The second thing, I just wouldn't settle for a sedentary life. You know, find out what you like, whether it's water aerobics, it can be resistance weight training, it can be getting intense workouts with a trainer, whatever you like. Do that, because I didn't mention this earlier, Felton, but that's part of my main motivation for training. When my grandmother retired, I kind of watched her for years. She was never into sports and wasn't able to pick up much recreation. So after she retired, arthritis set in really bad in the hips, knees, and hands. So I've seen that firsthand. So that's part of my motivation to get everybody moving.
Right. Were you able to get her to move a little bit more?
I was. Weights that we have around the house, or around her house, and she has treadmill, but it's, you know, working a full schedule, it's still not enough to get her to do what's needed. Like, she'll do 5 to 10 minutes of leg lifts and things like that. It just wasn't programmed to do, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes of physical activity. You know, she'll give you about 5 to 10 minutes and feel good about it, which she should, but, you know, the physical therapist and everybody, they want a little bit more. So we just,
right,
you know, needs to become a habit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dustin, as we're concluding, I mean, I think this has been a wonderful session on aging gracefully and looking at the physical aspects of preventing accidents that could be fatal or non-fatal. Again, if someone wanted to reach you, how would they go about contacting you?
I'll say first, the best way is the website, johnsonfitnesstraining.com, because the email and various phone numbers are on that website, johnsonfitnesstraining.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
Dustin,
outside,
what advice would you give, again, people that are growing older and want to start 2016 improving their physical condition?
Well, the last thing, from what we went over with the process of great achievement, those 5 steps, so if you just joined in, rewind it and listen to the 5 steps for greater achievement, which are vision, strategy, belief, persistence, and learning. But outside of that, it's something that us trainers use, is called the FIT principle. To get fit in 2016, you can just write down these words. So it's F-I-T-T.
Okay.
So think about getting fit, getting in shape. So the F stands for frequency. So you need to think about how often you need to work out. And there are studies out there that prove it. You can Google it. You don't have to take my word. You can Google it. There's a big difference in results between 3 days working out per week versus 4 days working out per week. So hitting that fourth day of working out, the research shows your results go up, like, I want to say it was 30%. Just from that that fourth day.
Oh, okay.
So frequency should be around, shoot for 4. But I say 3 to 4, but shoot for 4 days. The second one, the I, that's intensity. And Felton, this goes back to the example we used earlier when you were working out before we met and sometimes wouldn't even sweat in an hour's workout. So the I is for intensity, where you really have to, it's easy to lose track of time and start texting and watching the TV as you're on the treadmill or elliptical, and you can really lose the intensity of the workout. So you want to keep the intensity at a high level, whatever your level may be. The third one is time.
Okay.
So time your workouts. As I mentioned, 5 minutes may not do it. You want to shoot for 15 minutes plus, really averaging around 30 minutes per workout. If your goal is weight loss, you have to boost that up a little bit, because about 10 to 20 minutes of that would be some type of cardio to burn off the calories.
Okay.
And the last one, the last T, is type. So what type of workout are you doing? Are you doing a balance and stability type workout where you're improving your balance? Are you doing a cardiovascular workout? Or are you doing resistance training? If you're doing resistance, what body part are you working? Or are you working total body? So it's frequency, intensity, time, type, and they added an E at the end for enjoyment. So you have to enjoy it. If there's something that you really hate, like if there's something that my clients really hate doing, more than likely we're probably not going to do that one specific machine or exercise.
All right. Well, Dustin, this has been a wonderful addition to our series of Aging Gracefully. To our listening audience, I look forward to sharing with you the aspects of aging gracefully. Again, Dustin, thank you for joining us. And thank all our listeners to thinkbigradio.com.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
All right. Thank you, and good night, Dustin.
Have a good one.